Hello everyone, welcome to Curious Duo podcast, where fun, engaging and relatable conversation takes place. In our episodes, we talk about everyday life in various aspects, including personal growth, career, faith, relationships, mental health and more. Without further delay, here's today's episode.
Have you noticed how sometimes we have ideas, we want to go out, we want to have fun, we want to explore Kigali like the curious people we are, and our pockets just don't cooperate?
Yes, very, very much.
And even our bank accounts, even the Momo. You know, guys, everywhere you put money is telling you, not today, sis, we're not doing that. Yeah, I think it's not just us though. I think it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you know, Kigali has a lot of things to offer. So that's why today we came up with a list of 5 things you can do on a budget in Kigali.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not the only things. And actually, after listening to this episode, tell us other things we can do for fun, because we like having fun, we like creating memories, and if we could do that on a budget, you know,
would help.
That would really help.
Yes.
So, if you have other ideas, please don't hesitate to tell us in the comments or in our DMs.
Yeah. So, the very first thing you can do in Kigali on a budget is you can go to the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cinema is a really good place to have a wonderful experience on a budget. For example, if you're 2 people, it wouldn't really be that costly. Because so far in Kigali, we have 2 cinemas, right?
Yeah, that's those we know. Maybe more, but we only know 2.
Yeah, we only know 2 so far. Should we say the names or?
Yeah. We're not advertising for them, guys. We're just telling you where to go if you want to watch a movie.
Yeah, so unless my favorite, I like Canal Olympia. And even though it's very far. It is very far.
It is far.
Yeah. And by far, we mean Revero. And there is a Century Cinema in KCT,
mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why do we like the cinema again?
We love movies.
Yeah, we do love movies.
Yeah, we love movies, and we've watched quite a few which we liked this year.
We did. Yeah, this year was really good. I think my favorite, our favorite so far was Maverick?
Yeah, Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. That movie, when we watched that movie, I left feeling inspired, really. Don't ask me if I wanted to fly a plane or anything, but it was a really good movie.
It was a really good movie. Like,
yeah.
You know how generally movies, there's a place you reach and you're like, okay, let's fast forward.
Yeah.
For that one, we never wanted that.
Yes.
Which other movie did you like?
I liked the Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man was also really good. It was also funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And another one was the recent The Woman King.
Oh man, that movie, guys, if you haven't watched it, please watch it.
Yes. Please watch it.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
Yeah. And of course, there's Wakanda, Black Panther. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday, actually.
It was a really good movie, but we're not going to spoil it for you. We know it's still new. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you go and, just experience it. So, the reason why we like the cinema, at least, it's the experience and just being in the room.
Yeah.
And please, guys, pro tip. The movie is not a place to go to if you're going on a first date, you know, because the whole point of going to a movie is to enjoy it so you cannot talk.
While being quiet.
quiet. And please, can you talk about people who talk in the cinema? What is that? Why can't we all keep quiet?
Yes. It can be disturbing. So let's be civil and watch movies in silence. You know, you can scream if it's scary, but if it's not scary,
it's not converse.
Yes. Thank you. So before we move on to the next, so your budget is?
Is 10K basically.
Yeah, 10K, yeah. You have the tickets, you have the snacks.
Yes.
And you're two people. 10K is for two people.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should be fine with 10K.
Yeah.
And these things that we're listing, it's in no particular order.
Mm.
So the second thing you could do on a budget in Kigali is to go for bowling. You know, we only know one place in Kigali where you can do bowling. It's Mamba. It's in Chimihurura.
Mm.
If you don't know the place, you can Google map it. But it's in Chimihurura, around that place.
Mm.
And the right or the fee to play is 3K per person.
Yes, 3K.
Yeah, and it's really fun, guys. If you haven't, you should definitely try it.
Yeah.
It's a game, mm-hmm. and which means it will bring out the best of everyone.
Yeah.
You have a good moment, you'll be competitive, you laugh, and you can have like a couple drinks as well. So for really 10K per person, you should be able to play and, you know, drink something as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Another thing on our list for things to do in Kigali on a budget is visit parks.
Mm-hmm.
There's another name for Umusambi village. It's because they save birds.
I only know Umusambi village.
They rescue birds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They take care of birds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there's Umusambi village. One thing at least we liked in Umusambi. It's in Kabuga.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Kabuga.
Actually, and the entrance is Bambino.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the entrance.
Yeah, so it's in Kabuga. And the entrance is 3K as well. And one of the advantage of that place is that it's a picnic area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can carry your own snacks, your drinks and everything. And you can just go and sit down and you can play music, but not loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because they say, like, muturange chan, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can play music, you can have a picnic with your girls, with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And, also kids can go there.
Like, yeah, kids can go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Umusambi is really good because at least when we went there, you have a feeling that you left this very busy Kigali.
Oh, yes.
This very loud and noisy. It's like you're really connecting with the nature.
Mm.
And you feel like you're really breathing fresh air.
Yes, the fresh air.
Oh, my God. It's something that we've never experienced elsewhere in Kigali. There's the fresh air. And for those of you who like to meditate,
yeah,
that would be the best place to go.
Yeah, and you can you do yoga there?
I'm not sure, but if you're alone, why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another place, it's also a park. It's the Nyandungu Eco Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Masoro, Kujitumi Nakavit exactly.
Yeah.
And the entrance fee is 1,500, mm-hmm. guys.
Cashless, guys.
Yeah.
Don't bring cash.
Wait, it's only cashless?
Yeah, it's only cashless.
Wow, that's I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It is a park, and you can do walks there,
mm-hmm.
and you can ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Do they pay to ride those bikes?
Yes. So, you know those yellow and green bikes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they have a name, but for some reason I'm forgetting. So you rent them for 500 francs for 1 hour. But then there's these fancier bikes, Velo de Montagne. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones you rent them for 2.5 for 1 hour.
Mm.
And there's actually a coffee shop inside.
Yeah.
The coffee shop is a little bit expensive.
It's a bourbon coffee.
Yeah, it's not very budget friendly. Mm. But again, if you go inside and you do ride your bike, you pay the entrance, maybe you buy something to drink. Mm. If it's two of you, then 10K is totally fine. And guys, trust us, you'll not spend there less than 1.5 hours.
Less?
Yeah, because it's going to be 1.5 hours or more because the park is big.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, it is.
There's these beautiful alleys and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the fresh air is also there, and something you would want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there, are there places to sit?
Yeah.
Apart from the coffee shop.
Yes, definitely. So when you go through those alleys, you find some sort of bench, but made of concrete, I think. Mm. But you can, you know, if you want to relax a bit, you can sit. And the beautiful thing, guys, is that there's always two alleys. Mm. So one is for pedestrians and the other one is for those ones who are riding bikes. So, one will not bother the other one.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the first thing, the fourth thing to do in Kigali on a budget?
So the fourth thing, guys, this one will require a little bit of detective work from your end. Because every day in Kigali, there is this one place that has a buy one, get one free pizza.
Even on Monday?
Yes, even on Monday.
Ish.
Every single day. So it is your work to find out where that place is.
Yeah.
You know? And we know there's a few at Kigali Heights that do that. Mm. And really, Instagram is a good place to do that research on their pages.
Yeah. Even on Vuba.
Vuba also has that listing where you have the buy one, get one free deals.
Yeah.
So if you want to go out and maybe you like food like the two of us.
Yeah.
Try that. Try to find places where you have the buy one, get one free.
Yeah. The reason why pizza is always a good thing, especially when you go on those days where they have one, get one free, you may even go as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go as a group of five and you get two.
Yeah.
Enjoy the food and just in hanging out.
Yeah, and we love pizza because before you know it, you're sharing. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we love pizza, and that's why we're recommending it if you like to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the number uno.
And it's, guys, it's our favorite. This one is our favorite for obvious reasons, but it's our favorite.
Yes, the Vidyogo Car Free Zone place. I think everyone knows that place so far.
Man, don't we love that place?
Yeah, we do. I think that is the cheapest.
Yeah, it is cheap.
But one of the places you can go, everyone is just gonna have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a vibe in that place. Like when you get there, you all of a sudden become happy. I don't know what's in the air, but guys, Mubidjogo, it's your plug. You know. And one of the reasons why we love that place is that it's such a humbling place.
It is.
In a sense that waba waje in a very expensive car.
Yeah.
Waba waje ku igare, waba waje na maguru. You all gonna sit together and have fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mu cyayi rwose na chapati
ni gikoma.
Ni but really?
Kira gikoma cyane. Bro.
Yeah, Vidyogo is really nice.
And
it's always full.
Yeah. So, pro tip, if you want a parking space, make sure you get there
before six.
Otherwise, it's going to be packed and you're not going to get a place where to park your car.
Yeah.
And yeah, we love Vidyogo. And of all the proposals or options we gave you, this one is the most budget friendly.
Very friendly
because with 5K you will eat, drink and go home with a balance.
Wow.
Yes.
Show me the balance. And a happy heart.
Yeah, and a happy heart, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing I saw there is that, like, when the food is remaining, it doesn't go to waste.
Really?
Did you know that? No, like, you know those poor people around there? Mm-hmm. They just invite them over and they give them food.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
It is really good.
So, bakora byinshi and then just get a bakabitanga.
Yes, bakabitanga. They don't sell that. They just give it to poor people. So,
really
I really, really, like, that really touched my heart. So, guys, those were our top five.
Yeah.
Go-to places and do things to do in Kigali on a budget. Our list is not exhaustive, obviously.
Very.
But do tell us if you have other places we love to explore. And if I think that is one of the things that define us. We like to explore,
yes.
We like to find new things. And we'd like to share that with you guys, but also share with us. Because Kigali is good, it is enjoyable, but sometimes you need to be a little bit smart.
Yeah. And no places.
And no places, because you might be limited by, you know, how friendly your pocket is.
Yeah.
But really, Kigali has a lot to offer, you just need to know where.
Yeah. Because I think, at least for me, my friends are always like, for us to go out, they think you must have Ibumbijan on your pocket. As long as we're seated, as long as you're seated, the rest is okay. So these are the few things you can do with your friends, your family, and have fun.
If you reached this far, thank you for listening. We'd be happy to engage with you and know your thoughts about this topic. Be sure to share your thoughts and ideas through our Instagram page, @TheCuriousDuo. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss our next episode. See you next time.